At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio, as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So first up for today's episode, let's take a look at this past week and see how our Trojan student athletes and programs have performed on the courts, the mats, and in the pool. So let's get started. First, varsity girls basketball. This past week, they hosted Mifflin County and then traveled to State College in two Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth matchups. Unfortunately, the team fell short in both games, falling to the Huskies of Mifflin County 38-21 and the Little Lions of State College 39-25. Impressive, though, is the fact that this team doesn't quit and continues to play until the final whistle. For example, being down 24-1 at halftime at State College, the team battled back to outscore the Little Lions in the second half 24-15, which I think is a great accomplishment throughout each game. So the team now has an overall record of 3-10 and will be looking to get back into the win column this evening on the road at Altoona. Moving on to varsity boys basketball, they went 2-0 this past week and now is on a four-game win streak. The Trojans defeated Mifflin County on the road 58-33 this past Wednesday, and then State College at home this past Friday 55-42. So the team now has an overall record of 11-4. They are 7-2 in the Commonwealth Division within the Mid-Penn Conference, and they are now 10th in the District 3 6A power rankings, again with another big Commonwealth matchup this evening at home versus Altoona. Moving on to varsity wrestling, they had somewhat of a light week with no duels matches, but they traveled to the always competitive Escape the Rock tournament in Philadelphia this past weekend. That competition did indeed prove to be tough, as all but three Trojan wrestlers were eliminated on the first day of competition. Of the three that advanced to the second day, Luke Nichter finished with a second place medal in his weight class. So congrats to Luke on a great tournament, and hopefully we can get healthy again here coming into our last couple duels matches, and then team postseason next week. So even though they had the week off with duels matches, the team is still in fourth place in the District 3 AAA team power rankings. They have a team record of 10-2 for PIAA purposes, but their overall record is 11-3. The team has two big dual matches remaining this week, though, with Gettysburg at home this evening and then Cumberland Valley at home tomorrow evening. And the power ranking deadline for the team postseason tournament is this Saturday, so we will know soon enough whether we are hosting some matches this coming Tuesday or traveling. So stay tuned for information on varsity wrestling and where they are headed for the postseason. And then last but not least, our varsity boys and girls swimming programs. They were scheduled to compete at the Big Spring Tri-Meet this past Saturday with Palmyra, but due to the inclement weather that we experienced on Saturday, that meet was canceled and that meet will not be made up. So therefore, the teams were off from competition this past week, but they will be excited to get back in the pool tomorrow, I am sure, as they host Mifflin County for senior night. So that wraps up highlights and scores from last week and where our teams currently stand in the playoff race in District 3. But if you want to check out our scores daily, I always just remind you, follow us on Twitter or Instagram at CASD Athletics, as that's where we post our final varsity scores each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesdays as well. All right, so for the second half of our show, we're just going to preview some upcoming events starting today until we meet again next Wednesday. And then hopefully, I know I mentioned this last week, but soon enough we will get started with our spring sports previews as we begin spring sports in March. So here's our upcoming events for later this week and early next week. So for today, Wednesday, January 22nd, varsity and JV girls basketball travel to Altoona. And just a reminder, that is a 5 p.m. start for JV and a 6:30 p.m. start for varsity, which is an hour earlier than normal. Our varsity and JV boys basketball teams host Altoona tonight in the Cassius Fieldhouse. Once again, that is a 5 p.m. start for JV and a 6:30 p.m. start for varsity, so keep that in mind. I don't want you guys to show up an hour late to tonight's events. And it is youth night for boys basketball. In the auxiliary gym, we will have a pretty competitive, highly touted varsity wrestling match with Gettysburg as the Warriors come to town. Junior high starts at 5:30 and varsity starts at 7. That is also youth night for varsity wrestling. So Cassius is going to be a busy place tonight. So keep that in mind when you show up, that we will have both basketball going on in the field house and wrestling going on in the auxiliary gym. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 23rd, varsity boys and girls swimming host Mifflin County at the Chambersburg YMCA at 4 p.m. for senior night. Junior high and varsity wrestling host Cumberland Valley. Once again, that's a home match in the Cassius auxiliary gym. Junior high starts at 5:30, varsity at 7, and that is senior night for varsity wrestling as well. We have a couple indoor track and field athletes traveling to Penn State tomorrow for a 6 p.m. invitational. And then our South and North middle school basketball teams also have events as the South teams take on Waynesboro and the North teams take on West Perry. On Friday, January 24th, freshman girls basketball travels to Carlisle for a 3:45 p.m. start. Freshman boys basketball hosts Carlisle at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And then our varsity and JV boys and girls basketball teams also take on the Thundering Herd of Carlisle. The girls team, like I said, is on the road with a 6 p.m. start for JV, 7:30 for varsity. And the boys are home as the 6 p.m. start for JV, 7:30 p.m. for varsity. Now, that is our teacher appreciation night. So if you want to come out a little bit early, you can see our teachers being recognized that our seniors have selected to recognize that night. And then for the weekend, we have junior high wrestling traveling to Northern York for a tournament. That is both Friday night and Saturday. And then on Sunday, our varsity indoor track and field teams, both boys and girls, travel to Susquehanna University for an invitational at 10 a.m. And then early next week, we have basketball again back in action with freshman boys traveling to Central Dolphin at 3:45 p.m. and freshman girls hosting Central Dolphin at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse. Again, that's Monday, January 27th. Boys, varsity and JV travel to Central Dolphin, and the girls host Central Dolphin that evening as well. And then on Tuesday, January 28th, varsity boys and girls swimming travels to Redland for a 4 p.m. meet, and varsity wrestling will host or travel. It all depends where we line up in the District 3 power rankings after this weekend, but they will be participating in the first and second round of the District 3 team tournament. And as I mentioned before, the power ranking deadline for wrestling is this Saturday, the 25th, so we will know specifically that evening whether we are hosting on Tuesday the 28th or traveling somewhere for those first and second round wrestling matches. So just stay tuned to our website and our social media accounts for that information. So I know I ran through that list of events quickly, but like I said, we always post them on our athletic websites, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So make sure you visit there if you want specific information on all of our athletic events. In the meantime, as we discussed last week, we are already preparing for our spring sports, which officially begin on Monday, March 2nd. So if you are a parent of a student athlete that will play or is interested in a spring sport, please plan on attending our spring sports parent meeting, which is Thursday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. We will also be hosting our Winter National Letter of Intent ceremony on Wednesday, February 5th at 3:15 in the Cassius Library. So like I said, if you are a student athlete that wants to participate, sign your commitment to college, and mainly this ceremony has been for football student athletes, but with the changes in the NLI process, all athletes except for Division I basketball can participate in this ceremony as well. So if you're interested, stop on down to the athletic office and make sure you sign up with Miss Reba. And then one last announcement before we end today's show. We are going to be partnering with Wellspan Sports Medicine to host a sports physical date here at the high school. And that date for this spring is going to be February 24th. And that's an opportunity for student athletes that still need their physicals before the spring season to come in and meet with the nurses and the doctors from Wellspan Sports Medicine to get your physicals done before that first day of the spring season. So we'll have more information on the specific location and times as we finalize those details. But our hope is that we can continue to partner with Wellspan in the future to host those sports physicals events prior to every season, again, in the fall and the winter. But we are just starting out here with the spring to kind of work the kinks out and make sure that we can provide you guys with that opportunity. So like I said, I know I ran through all that information pretty quickly, but you can always check out our website, www.casdonline.org/athletics, or follow us on Twitter, which is at CASD Athletics, or Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. So you can stay up to date on everything Trojan Athletics related. So with that, I just want to thank you guys for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, January 29th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.